music. It's the Swap Meet, 312-981-7200 here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, and Greg Flam is here. Greg, of course, at DuPage Picker, both on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, all the social media right. channels. Good to see you, buddy.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
He's back. We're doing it every Wednesday here on Extension 720. This is a segment where we talk about your memorabilia, your collectibles, junk, and we can tell you what it's worth, but really, it's really just about, as a community, together bragging about the cool stuff we have.
Right, and trying to win a pizza.
It's always a pizza. Everyone wants
the
pizza.
I know, it is. How could you not like that?
All right, the phone number where you can call in, or you can also text if you want, 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. And Greg, good to see you, buddy.
Great to be here. Brought some stuff, as usual.
As usual.
You know, I always want to preface that I try to find stuff that's in everyone's house or attic, you know, where they can pull out and make $20 or $30 if they want to start
selling. Exactly.
I'm not bringing in that $5,000 item or something. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I've sold those in the past, but I try to make it real for people. Anyway, I brought the poster we were talking about last week.
We talked about
the Junkyard Dogs poster, but I mentioned I had this Second to None poster, which was the second string, and obviously the most notable would be Ron Rivera. But there's some names I don't even remember.
Let's
and I was
here.
A big fan during
so
the
second
Super
to none, they're all standing up. There's a ton of mustaches. Let's see, we got number 59, 53. Yep. I can't see from here. Can you read who these guys are?
Yep.
Yeah, let's get the. yeah, here.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, there you go. Just hand it over, the big poster.
Right.
All right, you of course got Sean Gale, Steve Fuller, Dennis Gentry. Classic Thomas Sanders, which would be the 86 team. Sanders mm-hmm. was not on the Super Bowl team, so this already Keith Ortigo, Henry Wechter, that's Pete's
right,
favorite,
right?
Jim Morrissey, of course, Brian Cabral, number 54, wearing 54. Oof,
yeah,
so that's gonna be a retired number.
Yep,
Tim Reitman. Oh man, look at the eyebrows on Reitman.
Yep.
Dan Raines, the linebacker, and Ron Rivera. How cool is that? The Second to None poster. The backup. That's how big the Chicago Bears were in the 80s, that the backups got their own poster.
Right, right. And we were talking how the Junkyard Dogs was this big production in a junkyard with the tires and the backlit and the fog and everything. And then they get this, like, Photoshop
thing.
Yeah,
this is Photoshop with the Hancock and the
right,
Sears
so that,
Tower.
That's kind of the allure to me anyway.
And I love it. Olympic Federal.
Right.
Is the bank that put this together?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's cool. I brought a couple of
Life magazine always comes through, right?
Disney one. These are like $18 each. I have a Mick Jagger one from, what year is that, 72? Yeah, 72, and the Mickey, I think it's 78. Also have the Bicentennial license plates.
Ooh.
And these still get about $8 to $10 each, so I have the pair, so
$20, $25. Yeah, you have a couple, yeah. So they just did Bicentennial Illinois license plates?
Yeah, so 1776, they did the red, white, and blue. And what people do with these are they'll cut out the individual numbers or letters. They'll spell whatever they want, you know, with the letters.
Hmm.
Or they'll, you know, just keep them as is and hang them. So they're multi.
I feel like that's such a garage thing to do.
Yep.
Right? You're just going to put, in a man cave, going to put license plates up.
Yep. And people collect them. They want the matching pairs. They want to complete every
they
year.
Do.
You know, so there's, different collectors.
I never got that.
There.
You know, and my dad, who was not a drinker, mm-hmm. this always blew my mind. My dad would collect all the cans. You know, the different, you know, back in the day when the Strohs, when you would open a Strohs and it was the pop top. It wasn't the pop top, it was the peel off. You know
right,
what I'm talking about?
Right, right. Peel off. Then there was, I remember there were the two pop. Like the holes, you know, Coors was good for
right.
that one, right?
And there's all this stuff. I'm like, but my dad, I never saw my dad drink, and he had all the collection. It was just like, it was all about collecting the cans.
I had a beer can collection at 14 or 15. I was going to the prairies and railroads and collecting
You them. Weren't drinking them. You were just,
Of course not. No.
All right, so you've got the all this stuff.
Yep.
As always, it's just always amazing to me because this stuff is, like you said, easy to find.
Right,
like,
maybe not garage, easy to find. Attic, you can find it. Basement, you can find it.
All right, so let's get to it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Why don't we start with Brian, who is in the port. Brian, what do you want to brag about tonight?
How you doing? Good. I got, I'm guessing a year between 1970 to 1974. It is an inflatable blow-up Dick Butkus.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the height is roughly 24 to 30 inches.
Yes, I've seen
those. Got a blue jersey on, mm-hmm. the single bar face mask, normal regular weight jerseys, black shoes, but there is no markings. And I've called GN Swap Meet several times for the last year, maybe, or when I get a time and think about it.
Yeah.
And I was just looking to know, like, a year, manufacture, something.
You know,
I love it.
I can't find it right now in a listing, but I have seen those before.
Exactly. I've looked for days.
And
myself.
I want to say those were like a promotional for like a grocery store, Jewel or Dominick's back in the day, or even A&P because they're older. But I have seen one or two of those before, and that's what I want to recall that where they're from.
Okay. The only what you say about like A&P, I'm leaning towards Chevy due to the fact like the belt buckle, if you will, you know, the way it's painted up, and it almost looks like the Chevy bow tie.
Okay. That could be.
Where'd you get this? Where'd you get this, Brian?
This was from my godfather.
Okay.
All right.
And does it still inflate and everything, or what condition is it in?
Oh, he does have a slow leak.
Okay.
Put it this way, I said this on the air with Cochran in the morning, and that just jumped to another story as well.
Right, okay. Right, of course.
But like you said, I did have it, you know, inflated to take pictures, and I got like one good picture of it. And it's like by the time I get him set up, he like just kind of sags down, he runs out of gas.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's the opposite of what Buckus was.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, so
exactly. See, I was just like, you know, I know myself it's somewhere between 70 to 74, but, you know, did my godfather steal it out of a bar from in Chicago? I don't know, because I'm originally from Southside Chicago.
Okay. I'm still going to guess it's at least $150 to $200, and if you do sell it, make sure you do an auction. But I think you'll get at least that much for it.
Yeah.
You know,
so good.
And it's something that I would definitely buy if I saw it.
I would never actually do it like an auction, if you will, like an online auction site. I'm familiar with those.
I would not
do something like that. I would actually want to, if I was or wanted to sell it to somebody outright, I'd want to find the person crazier than I am to buy it.
Right. Yeah, and they're out there, you know.
Hey, Brian, I was just in LaPorte over the weekend. I got family in LaPorte, Indiana. We went to the Little Shop of Horror show at the Little LaPorte Theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay.
Just letting you know.
I'm more of the Westville area.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Like right
drive right through
the
there.
Road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
There you go. All right. I just thought he'd be more excited that I was in his hometown.
Right.
He's like, man,
not
I'm more
impressed.
On the Westville side. All right.
Yeah.
No.
Whatever. All right.
I tried, right? I was trying to connect. Yep. Brian, and I'm like, hey, man, I was just in your town.
Yep. You were there.
Like, I thought it'd be a long conversation about directions. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd be like, oh, well, how'd you get in? Did you take five? What'd you do?
Best
how'd
restaurant
you...
or
yeah, what restaurant
best
are you
pizza
talking about? No, he's like, nah, I was in a different spot. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. 708 says, I have a is there a demand for fishing equipment?
Oh, yes.
From the 1950s.
Oh, for sure.
And he said, I want to find a safe home without getting ripped off. But the equipment for fishing from the 50s, is fishing equipment a big thing?
Yes, lures, reels, rods, the whole nine yards, anything vintage for sure. Because they make the lures different nowadays than they did back then. So people look for that, the wooden lures versus plastic and so forth. But yeah, there's big market for all kinds of fishing. You have no problem selling that, whether you're at a flea market or online.
Hmm.
Yeah.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. The best brag tonight gets a pizza from Lou Malnati's. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. Get to your calls and texts. Swap Meet here on Extension 720. Stay with us. The Swap Meet here on Extension 720. Rolling along. We got people on the line. Stay on 312-981-7200. What's your best brag? As we talk about collectibles and memorabilia and the stuff that you've moved. That's the way I always explain it, Greg. It's the idea of what did you carefully move from house to house?
House to house. That's how I promote it, you know. if you cared that much, you know, to move it, it's got to be worth something.
It's got to be, right?
Brag or a memory.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Let's go back to the phones here. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter and also on Instagram. Let's go to Byron. Byron, what do you want to brag about, Byron?
Hey, I have a handwritten, well, it's actually my wife's, not mine. Okay. It's a handwritten recipe card by Julia Child for Louisiana pickle bread. And not only did she write the recipe and the instructions, she wrote like a little line and drew a little picture, and she has like all the ingredients. It's the most wonderful little collectible you'd ever see.
That's the best.
And on top of it, on the back of the card, she wrote down a little secret recipe for how you could turn that pickle bread into more of a dessert, kind of like a donut. You
That's
take
awesome.
That dill, the dill dough, and you put the sesame seeds in there. And what you do is you let it sit for about 24 hours. You take
great.
That dill dough. You take the dill dough out of the oven, and when you're done playing with Julia's dill dough,
okay.
what you do
All right.
is
All right.
you drop the drawer.
All right,
there you go. You get used to that, right? Three. Well, it's been too long since we've been pranked. I think is the
right,
issue.
Right, right. We went quite a long time, but you know, for the regular people out there, Julia Child signed items can be $150 to $400, yeah. so they're good.
Hilarious, Lori, what do you want to brag about, Lori?
Hey, not everyone has this, but I have a Dennis Rodman as a bride doll.
A nice. Doll. There you go. Yes.
Brand new in the box. Never been opened.
Very
mainly
nice.
Because it's ugly. But anyway.
this, so nice. They made, how did you, first of all, I need to know how you got this. So.
Okay. I've got a cousin, and for years we've tried to exchange the most obnoxious Christmas gifts we could.
Exactly. That's exactly
so,
what I thought it was.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like you run out to get a Dennis Rodman dressed as a bride doll. It had to be some sort
oh,
of.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, I mean, those have to be worth something. I just watched a documentary on Dennis Rodman, which was great, on ESPN.
Yeah.
About that whole thing.
You know,
he married himself.
Rodman stuff normally does pretty well. I mean, especially if he's in the news with North Korea so far. Anytime he's in the news, his stock goes up with all his items. Unfortunately, there's a lot of these dolls out there. If yours is like brand new, mint, never opened, you might be in the $50 to $75 range, but there are a lot for $20
How
out
great
there.
Would that be?
Yeah.
Lori, just imagine if this joke gift fetched you $75 to $100. You could do joke gifts for years
right.
with $75.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Pays for itself.
Right.
Thanks, Lori. That's great.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Mike?
I have a Michael Jordan rookie baseball card from the White Sox. I've had it for years.
So did you get that? And you're like, this is going to be so... How do you, I mean, did you get that like from... Where'd you get a Michael Jordan baseball card? From the actual pack? From the Topps pack?
No. I got it from a guy in Wisconsin Rapids. I was there on a sales event, and I helped him out with a sale. And he came in the next day, and he handed it to me, a young guy. And I'm like, I don't want this. I go, I don't expect that. He said, just take it. You're from Chicago. I want you to have it. And I've had that thing since probably mid-90s, or late
wow.
90s.
Is it all bent and kind of crinkly like baseball cards get when they're used?
No, he put it in a little plastic oh. thing. It's still in the exact same way I received from. And I got divorced, and I found it in a storage unit with some other stuff that was just packed away and packed away. And I'm like, yeah, I'm keeping this.
Absolutely.
Going in my pocket,
oh, that's
you know
great.
What I mean?
I love that. I love that yeah. like you helped out in a sale. And the guy's like, I don't have money, but here's a Michael Jordan card.
Yeah, the thing with
exactly.
that, by the time Jordan was playing baseball, everyone, he was obviously a rock star, and so they printed so many of those.
Did
so
they?
Unless it's
sure.
signed you know, obviously you've had it protected all this time, that's good, but there's so many for $5 to $10 on
yeah.
there. And
yeah, but it's a great story.
It is a great story. You know, and that's the thing with
right.
our show is usually the story's better than the yeah. value of the item. So
I know. We.
But how did this kid get it in the Wisconsin Rapids? Up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
Where did he get it? I didn't know. I don't remember what he said, but I'm like, yeah, okay.
Nice.
That's hilarious. All right. Thanks, Mike. That's
thanks
great.
Thanks for calling.
Take care, guys.
It's so thanks. True. Where's it get? I don't have money,
but
what I do have is the rookie baseball card.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, how do people get fireworks in Chicago when
yeah,
they're illegal,
right?
You know, they just travel wild.
All right. Let's try George. George, you're on the swappy.
You
what do you want to brag about, George?
Well, I found these two photo albums. They're like photo albums, but they got a stamp on each page.
Okay.
And about the country or volcano where they came from. And a nice paragraph about it. And I was wondering, where could I take them to get them appraised? They're very old.
So they're like old stamp books?
Yeah, but there's the size of photo albums, one stamp per page.
Oh,
per page, okay. And do you happen to know the approximate year from?
No, not right now.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'll have to look at it, see if I could find a date.
Yeah,
could I take them to get them appraised?
Usually, coin shops will also do stamps. Just check and see if they do both. And if not, send me a picture, and I'll try to point you in the right direction there.
Yeah,
okay.
Find them on social media at DuPage Picker.
DuPage Picker.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, anything.
Yeah. All right, thanks, George.
And I got an old Brett Favre Wheaties cereal box.
Brett Favre.
Yeah,
he's on the Wheaties cereal box. There's no such thing as a Wheaties cereal box that is not Walter Payton or Michael Jordan. Maybe an Andre Dawson got on there somewhere, but Brett Favre. What I don't even know what that name is. Who is that? What is that?
Right. What is that?
You're talking to a Chicago radio station.
You're probably $10 to $20.
An old guy from my Hurry Was the Pro Day. Some old guy like that.
Yeah. Right. There you go, George. Thanks, George.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Keep going here. Yeah. Brett who? Favre? I don't know Favre. This guy. Yeah, but this is not the swap meet for the state of Wisconsin, right? I have all four Beatles autographs. Wow.
Okay.
Right away, we're talking money here.
That's good.
On a Beatles Mophead fan club card for the first time they came to Chicago's Midway Airport.
Wow.
Would that be
it's all on one card? That's awesome. I mean, that's probably in the $1,000 range, I happen to guess, if they're all on one card and from that era. That would be awesome.
I just want to know where they, you know, like, just in the right spot, you know, like getting off the plane. They're like, hey, how you doing? We're going to walk by.
Even tickets from their Kaminsky Park shows and so forth are, if it's torn in half and you can still make it out that it says the Beatles on it, you're looking at $100, $125,
you know,
just for that ticket. So.
How about that, huh? All right, here's an interesting one. 815 says, I have a Lawson custom-built French horn, whose previous owner was the principal horn in the Toronto Symphony. Okay. Does history help with musical instruments? That's a great question.
Yeah, and it helps even more if you can prove it, any kind of provenance, you know, so forth. That helps. I'm looking up that brand horn.
Yeah, French horn, Lawson. Yep. So with music, because I guess you could say anyone. Yeah, you know who played this?
Mm-hmm.
Miles Davis played this French horn. Yeah, look at it. You can tell. Take a look at it. Like, well, how do you know? I mean, there has to be paperwork, right? Or something.
Yeah, you have to have some kind of paperwork proving it. But that's that brand. I'm not finding right now. Yeah. Again, you know, if you can send
me
a
musical
picture.
Instruments are probably weird in that regard, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're all over, depending on quality and condition, of course. So. Yeah.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. The text coming in fast and furious. We'll try to get to each and every one. Right now, I think it's wide open in terms of the bragging. You know, I feel like I like the Dennis Rodman unopened bride doll. Mm-hmm. That may be the leader right now. And I do like the story of the Michael Jordan rookie card from some random kid in the Wisconsin Rapids. So I also like, what's the Wisconsin Rapids? You mean the Wolf River? What do you mean? Is there like one area of the states? It's just the Wisconsin Rapids? Nice. I love that. Greg Flam is here. At DuPagePicker is his handle on all social media platforms. We'll take our break here. We'll get the news with David Jennings. We'll come back more with the second half of the swap meet. It's 312-981-7200. We've got some interesting stuff coming up here, including some turf, also some unopened baseball cards. I, for the longest time, and I think I got rid of it, I had like a really bad chunk of brick from Kaminsky Park. I got and someone gave it to me, and it was just in a box that I kept with me everywhere I went. And at some point or another, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, it just wasn't even like, there was no plaque or anything.
Yeah, right. If you can't prove it, it's your word.
It could have been from my old apartment, from the ceiling. I couldn't tell you one way or another after a while. Yeah. The swap meet continues here on Extension 720, right after David Jennings and the news here on WGN. It's time for the second half of the swap meet. Greg Flam is here at DuPagePicker on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia. What you want to brag about? The best brag tonight is going to get you a Lou Malnati's pizza. How about that?
That's awesome.
Right? Now you're like, and for that one thing that you collected the whole time, you're like, I never get anything for this. Well, you may get a pizza.
Right.
That's better than a lot of other things, right?
Right. Might be worth more than the item.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Let's go with Chris. Chris is joining us. Chris, what do you want to brag about?
Guys, I got the lock on that Lou Malnati's pizza. I know it now. I am looking at a 1983 Win and Ugly White Sox t-shirt.
Love it.
That my dad, because he worked nights and he worked downtown in the Loop, had occasion to spend time with Davey Nelson and Tony La Russa after home games. Davey Nelson was able to get for me, autographed the entire team, autographed this shirt, including, let's see, Hall of Famer, the first Pudge, the only Pudge, Carlton Fisk.
Don't do this to me.
Another guy by the name of Greg Luzinski.
Don't do this to me, Chris. The 80s baseball, here we go.
Tony La Russa, Hall of Fame manager, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
AL Rookie of the Year in 83, Ron Kittle, 35 homers, 100 RBIs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, and then there's that guy, Lamar Hoyt, who I think he won the Cy Young that year.
He might have. Did you get Dotson? Did you get Richard Dotson on there?
Rich, he has a beautiful R when he signs his name, and a big rolling D, too. Oh, it's beautiful. The Wimperoo, Tom Petrarch's on here. Yep. Hitting coach extraordinaire, Charlie Lau.
What about Julio Cruz? You get Julio Cruz?
Rojas.
Yeah, do you get Julio Cruz?
I'm looking for juice, actually. That one's kind of tough. But he's got he scored the winning run to clinch it for him in 99-63.
Classic against the Mariners. Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. All right.
I got a Joel Skinner on here.
What do you think about that?
That is awesome with all those signatures. I couldn't even really put a number on that other than, you know, you just got to shoot high and definitely do an auction. Can I ask, is it... like a cartoon figure swinging at a ball. That's I can.
Oh, with that ugly face. Yeah, with that tongue sticking out, and the nose looks like he's got like an elephant man or something.
I can tell you the shirt without the signatures is about $15. But obviously, you have so many awesome signatures. Yeah. If you have the complete team, that's even more. So that's crazy.
I love that you're asking those questions. I thought the only question that matters is, do you have the Law guys? Do you have do you have Rudy and and Vance? Are they both on there?
Was that Lamar Johnson?
Oh,
is he on that
gosh.
Team?
No. Some of their handwriting isn't the greatest. I'd have to look a little more.
Vance was your starting third baseman on that squad. Yep. And then Rudy was center fielder? Oh, such a the Law twins. Yeah. Bringing the Law.
Britt Burns?
I got we got Rich Dotson. We got... Juan Augusto.
Augusto.
I think Dick Tidrow was on the team for a while.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, we could do this all night.
It would be fun. Even Greg Walker. I sure wish he could have had a longer career, but unfortunately he didn't.
Pitching.
Funny story. I went looking for it one night in my mom's drawer when I was still living at home, and I found one that was unsigned. And I said, Mom, what happened to the shirt? And she kidded me. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I mistakenly washed it. I was crushed for 2 weeks. And then she's like, oh, you know, by the way, we still got it. It's right here. Oh, I was so ticked.
Oh, wow.
I'm still looking at it.
That's great, Chris. Thanks. Chris the front runner. That's an awesome story, man. Thank you, buddy. That's
thank
so
you.
Good. So thanks. Good, right?
That is awesome.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go to Robinson. Robinson, you're on. What do you want to brag about? Tough to brag after all those 83 White Sox signatures, but what do you want to brag about?
Well, what I have is a Picasso, either a print or an original.
So you don't know if it's a fake or
an
original.
My father got it a long time ago. He was a doctor in Chicago, and many times he would not take money from people who didn't have money. He treated people as he should have as a doctor. So I'm not sure what to do with it or how to appraise it.
Okay, so your dad would not take money for being a doctor, so someone's like, here, take a Picasso?
Right, and many times he'd take care of patients who didn't have money because he took the oath to be a doctor. So what we have now is either a Picasso print or a Picasso original, and I don't know how to find out whether it's original or not.
You'd have to find, obviously, a reputable art dealer or appraiser, but if it is real, obviously it's probably well over $10,000. It could be as low as $2,000, but yeah, I'm definitely not that.
And when you're looking for a reputable art appraiser, you have to look for the ascot. Make sure there's a strong ascot.
Right.
But I'm not sure where to go because I've asked many people where to go to have it appraised, and a lot of people just turn you away and say, we don't do that.
Yeah. Mm. If you want to message me through Facebook, I'll come up with a couple that you can start with.
That'd be fine.
Great.
And awesome. How would I message you through Facebook, or could I just
you
call
can just email
because I'm not a Facebook person.
Yeah, I can't give up my number, but
DuPagePicker@gmail.com
or Facebook, Instagram. If you have a relative that's online,
there you go.
Would you please repeat that?
DuPagePicker@gmail.com or on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere.
You'll figure it out. I don't know what you do in those situations if you're at a point where you're just not a social media guy, right?
Yep.
Not getting on, but I mean that's the way of the world now, right? But how about that? The best I don't think that Chris was the best with all the 83 Sox, just because of his attention to detail to this program, how much I love 80s baseball players. He's gonna go through every single one of them.
He hit the button for you.
He hit the button. He knows he's playing to the crowd, right?
He knows.
But Robinson's story is pretty interesting. because the idea that his dad was a doctor and would accept payment.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd hear that.
Paintings. Anymore. That's crazy.
Yep.
Imagine now if I went to my doctor and I'm like, thank you so much for the checkup. Yeah, I'll get that prescription from Walgreens. Can I interest you in
I was just thinking, like, what else did he take? Like, did he take home-baked goods or...
Yeah, right? I want to know more about that. That's a whole... That's a book,
right? That is. Yeah, that's more than we can handle.
When the... All right, let's go to... Let's try Pat. Pat, what do you want to brag about, Pat?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I have my daughter has an original Barbie house.
Oh, yeah.
And she got it when she was maybe 4 years old. She's going to turn 50. But okay. I actually have two of them, one for each daughter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought you were going to be so... you're going to be such an avid collector. You're going to say one that we played with and one that we kept in the box.
Yep.
Right? Like anyone would ever do that. That's what Greg tells you to do all the time. Or Bill
Star Wars Huff. People do that now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So it's original Barbie.
So do you have any of the accessories, like chairs, the lawn chairs,
yeah,
all that?
Yeah. We do. Yeah. We do.
Nice. I'm getting the price here.
I don't know. Is it in good condition? Because it feels like it's played by a 4 year old. Right?
No, they're both in very good condition.
Your daughters were dainty players?
Pretty much, yeah.
And if you see the old, like the Sesame House, you know, Sesame Street house or anything like that, there was always, like, the Millennium Falcon, there was just a big piece missing.
Yeah.
Like, that was how we played. We were roughnecks.
Yep.
Well, sometimes she would nibble on the flowers, but that's about it.
All right. So without the box, you're looking at, if you got the little pieces, probably 400 to 500 without the box.
Okay.
And so wow. You got two of them, so that's almost a grand right there, and hopefully you get that for it.
I think you go find out how to sell these things, get the cash, and then buy new ones, and that's going to be your presence for next year.
Oh, no, I'm trying to downsize and get all their stuff out of my house and garage.
You're the person I look for garage sales. I look for that woman who's getting rid of all their kids' toys.
Yeah. The nibble flowers, mm-hmm. right?
Well, it's also now gone over to grandson's toys, so I said it's time.
Yeah.
Get them out of here.
We're dealing the same thing. Thank you so much, Pat. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We have the same issue because some of Miles' toys are in, you know, his grandma's basement.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, she's like, I don't want this stuff. And like, we don't really want this stuff. It's not like the stuff that you remember. It's the third or fourth toy that you're like, all right, no one needs the barn.
I often think about, like, what, you know, children who grew up in the 90s or 2000s, what their toys are, like, when, you know, 30 years, 40 years, when people are collecting them again. What are they, what's really going to mean anything to them? Because everything was digital or whatever. So I'm thinking maybe their first iPhone or an iPod that had the games on it still. I mean, I don't know.
That's going to be it.
Yeah, it's going to be digital.
It's barely used. It's got Minecraft
Swap
on
meet
it.
2050.
Right. 312-981-7200. Colleen's on the line. I also have some texters. I'm going to take my break right here. Last one before the end of the program. And then we'll come back. We'll get you Colleen and a slew of texters we'll get through. Greg Flamm here, the Swap Meet at DuPage Picker. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. All right. We got about 10 minutes left here on the Swap Meet. 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm is here. Of course, at DuPage Picker at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. All right, before we get to the calls, I just got a text I want to read through. It's from 708 saying, hey, Justin, maybe Greg can help with this family feud. Oh, man, look at this. It's getting deep.
I like it.
I did some painting for my in-laws. This is 708, says this. And I used some Charles chips, potato chips cans that they had stashed in the cabinet. My sister-in-law said that I ruined a valuable antique. And I said, they're worthless. I'm sticking to my guns on this, and she's still miffed. Help. All right, so I think he's asking if you have a couple of cans of Charles chips, and he used them for painting, and he got them messed up.
Right.
Does the sister-in-law have a point, or does he stick to his guns?
He can stick to his guns for the most part. And they made so many different sizes of the cans, and it is a very common item to sell. People, any antique store you go to, you can find them. So if you ever need to replace it for her, you can find those really readily.
How much they usually go for?
And the highest one recently sold for about $60, and that was the 9.5-inch, 3-pound, I guess, can. But they made like 3 or 4 different sizes, maybe more. And the general, they're about $20, maybe $15, $20.
There you go. But maybe that's a lot of money for the fam.
Right.
But you're still, you're not talking about thousands of dollars. You're talking about $20, $25,
right.
Possibly $60. Yeah. Yep. So I hope that helps you.
Yep.
Hope that helps you, 708. Yep. All right, let's get to some of these phone calls. Let's go to Colleen, who's been standing by. Colleen, what do you want to brag about?
Hi. So I don't think there's a value on this, but I just wanted to brag. So right after 9/11, there was a book that was published. It was called Firehouse, and it was one of the first books that came out talking about one of the homes or one of the houses that almost every one of the firemen of that day had passed away. And I was so moved by this book. There was one surviving man that was mentioned in the book that I wrote him a letter saying, you know, my thoughts. And he wrote me back a letter, and it's this 3-page handwritten letter. Wow. Saying, of all the letters we got across the nation, yours was the only one that I was compelled to write back to. And so he wrote back this detailed letter and gave me an update on all the men who had passed and their families and how they're doing or if they had been able to bury another loved one yet. And then he also included 2 patches, one from the New York Fire Department and then one from the house.
Wow. Wow.
Where these guys are. So then 5 years later, I was able to go to New York, visit the house, and everything is the exact same in the house that it was on 9/11.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a great story. It's hard. I mean, that's a testament to how much you care for you to send the letter in the first place, but for him to write back and to tell the stories of some of the folks that of course didn't make it from the house.
Right.
That's a great story.
The patches too, so you can return there.
Colleen, thanks for sharing. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. I feel like I kind of wanted a winning ugly t-shirt.
Right.
And it's like, now Colleen comes in.
Right.
With a great story. And it's like, how can you go against that?
Right. That is a great story.
One of my friends, who I've known for a couple years, her husband was killed in 9/11, was a firefighter. I'll bet he was at that firehouse. He died that day. It's a terrible story.
Yeah.
And, so that's... That's some hardcore stuff here in Swap Meet, but great for Colleen writing that letter. All right, let's go to Judy. Judy, what do you want to brag about, Judy?
Hi, yes, I've got an album. It's it's blue vinyl. It's Elvis Presley, and it's probably from the 70s, possibly early 80s.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if it had any value. I'm in the car. I'm not home, so I can't remember the name of the album, but I know it's a blue vinyl.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see what we can find for you. It obviously would help if I had the title, but I'm thinking it was called Moody Blue, which explains the blue vinyl.
Oh, I think that's it, yes.
Yeah, and they're not as much as you would think. They're about $15 you can find them for.
Hmm.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody loves Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had better news for you.
That's okay. I've often wondered, I was curious if it was worth anything, but that's fine.
All right, great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. All right, let's go to Pam. Pam, what do you want to brag about?
I have 6 figures that McDonald's gave away of the California Sun Raisins.
Okay.
5 of them are musical instrument holding,
right.
And one's on a skateboard.
Okay. Yeah, this is dumb.
It's weird, but you are talking to the California Raisin expert, because I literally found like this huge Home Depot box full of California Raisins, so I had to dive deep, Justin had to dive deep into... all the different 80s bands.
So you've got,
I know. But oddly, here's a great tip for people. The late 80s, the most valuable California raisin, like 3-inch figure, is not a raisin. It's a shape. It's a carrot, and his name is Cecil Thyme, like Thyme, and that one can sell for about $90 to $100. And I have personally sold that one twice. And I was amazed. And the reason it goes for so much is because it's not a raisin, so it got separated from the other raisins. And that's why it's harder to find it and it's more valuable. But yeah, I can tell you, most raisins, if you sell them online, you're lucky to get $9 or $10. There are about five that could be in the $20 to $70 range.
Wow.
How about that? There you go, Pam. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All
right. You write my wheelhouse with that one.
That's your wheelhouse. I love it. All right. A couple of, let's do a couple of texts. 847. What about a strawberry shortcake house?
That's
in good shape. Belongs to Sarah Tiemann here at WGN Radio. That's okay, great. Strawberry shortcake house. Those have to be good, right?
Yeah, they're still collectible. I just sold a strawberry shortcake ornament like last week for $30, so there's stuff out there.
Okay.
Let's see. House, though.
The house.
Is that Sarah Tiemann's husband trying to get rid of some junk in the house?
Like, really need to get rid of this thing.
Yeah. Hey, John.
Yeah, right. Not really.
All right, well, we'll come back to it.
If it's the shape of a cake, it's like $20.
All right, that's probably not. 847 says they have a lot of Matchbox cars. We never get to talk about those.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm not sure where to take these to possibly sell them. They're from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah, that's a good era.
Yeah? Do they even make those anymore? I guess they do.
Yeah, they do. Matchbox, Hot Wheels still. The majority of them are, you know, not from that era, but 70s or newer, you're looking at $5 if they were played with. Some can be worth more, you know, if you want to send a picture of them.
If they're slightly used.
Yeah. Slightly used. All right. Yeah.
Last one here. This is the last minute here. A cement owner in Beloit, Wisconsin brought a little bit of the turf carpet from the 85 Bears champs. So you see this a lot, right? The turf that's used at Soldier Field.
Well, what had happened was Walter Payton, they came out with commemorative glasses through Shell, and they actually had square, like 3-inch by 3-inch square AstroTurf pieces that came with the glass as a coaster.
Okay.
But he's probably got a big chunk of the turf, so he has to prove that. That's one thing. But if it is, if you can prove it, you know, it's probably a good price. I'd say $100, $200.
All right. There you go. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, also on Instagram. He does a swap meet here on 720 WGN every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll be back next Wednesday with more. So give us a call at 312-981-7200 to swap meet. And we'll take a break, come back, and get ready for the next show. Colleen had the best story, no doubt about it, but we're going to go with Chris with the winning ugly t-shirt, who's going to win the Lou Malnati's pizza.